Good morning, good afternoon,
good morning,
good evening, depending on where you're listening from. This is Leadership Talk with Adegoke, and we're looking at leadership and self-discovery, leadership and self-discovery. On this session, I have with me Coach Olulanke. She's a fellow John Maxwell coach, speaker, and trainer. You're welcome, Coach. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm doing great.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, tell us, who is Coach Olufolake?
Okay. So, I'm someone who is very passionate and excited about working together with individuals to achieve their God-given, that's what I call it, their God-given potentials. A lot of people are there, you know, thinking that they are pursuing their dreams, but still have a void, still feel unfulfilled, still feel, you know, not so satisfied about what they are doing. Sometimes that isn't their core, their strong points. That isn't their, you know, their what they carry, their gifts. So I like to, I'm actually always excited to walk people to the path of discovery, to the path of unlocking, unveiling that gift that they carry. I believe that everybody possesses a unique quality, you know, that makes them their unique, amazing self. And lots of people go through life without actually discovering that.
Mm.
So that's what I like to do.
Awesome.
To embark on the journey of unlocking, unveiling, discovering, you know, these gifts, this talent, this potential that people carry in order to fulfill their dreams, in order to have a more robust, satisfying, fulfilling life.
Wow.
My name is Olulanke. I've been married for 27 years with three children.
Okay.
I'm also very passionate about the health of a family unit.
Okay.
A healthy family unit.
Okay.
You know, parents, children, relationships. Because as a family, we have our unique, even though we're a family, we have our unique, our uniqueness. Everybody has their own, you know, gifts. Now, a family unit is a typical scenario, situation where people come with their different, their differences, you know, in order to have a harmony, a harmonious, you know,
relationship. Meeting.
So I like to work people, you know, through that relationship. I'm also a certified member of the John Maxwell team.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Discovery coach.
Awesome. You're welcome, Coach. Awesome. That is a powerful resume. Thank you so much. Now, tell us, how did you get into leadership? Your journey into leadership.
Well, apart from, you know, courses, seminars, studying, you know, recently I realized that I think I've always carried a leadership quality. You know, as early as the age of below 10, early teens, you know, I remember that I would gather all the children in the neighborhood and teach them. I used to gather children, they looked up to me, I taught them. And, you know, as early as that age, I could recognize the gifts that each of them carried, you know. And a lot of them went to not so, you know, highbrow schools and...
Okay.
I would teach them what I felt that they needed to know. And that journey from then was anywhere I find myself, you know, I tend to be, you know, that to people, teaching, you know, discovering, you know, helping people evolve, you know, having a renewal of mind, you know, especially when I was only in school for almost 10 years, you know.
Okay.
I could recognize these gifts in the children, and I could discover their strengths and use that, you know, to teach them, to get across to them, to connect with them. I work with parents, you know, to realize these things together. And it was such a huge success that I felt, okay, I could take this beyond the world of, you know, the school. And so I studied more, went for courses, you know, just to enhance this gift.
Awesome. Now tell us, what is leadership? What is leadership to you? What is leadership?
To me, leadership is first recognizing your own strengths and weaknesses as a leader. I believe that is very important to first recognize, you know, what, as a leader, you're a decision maker. As a leader, you're carrying people along with you. You're sharing core values. Now, what motivates that? What is the driving force? You know, why do you have those core values? Why do you have people, you know, go with you, you know, follow you as a leader with your core values? Now, as a leader, you want to begin to first with yourself, self-reflect. That way is easier to connect with the people that are around you, the people that you're leading.
Wow.
When you are able to be comfortable with yourself first, in your own skin as a leader, knowing that these are my strengths, these are my weaknesses, these are my passions, these are my interests, these are my desires, you know, and what motivates it, what's that driving force? Then you are able to easily connect with the people around you. Then you are able to recognize, you know, areas of strengths and weaknesses in these people, and be able to connect to them as regards that area for an effective result, for a fulfilling outcome. So
for me,
you know, because as a leader, you have to impact and you have to influence.
And I know it's a combination of so many things.
And so you need to have a self-reflection. You know, you come and make decisions. What motivates? What's that driving force for this decision making? You know, and then when you know yourself as a leader, when you know your true identity as a leader, for me, authenticity is key. Then you are more transparent. You are able to share and be open with those that are around you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard what leadership is about, the journey of Coach Olufolake regarding leadership. And this is Leadership Talk with Adegoke, another episode of Leadership Talk with Adegoke. And we're looking at leadership and self-discovery. So please make sure you like and share this podcast to as many people as possible. You're going to be learning awesome and amazing stuff on this episode. Now, Coach, can you tell us, what is self-discovery?
Okay, self-discovery, you know, a lot of times we just react to situations and circumstances, you know. We just react to things that happen to us. And what we should be doing actually is, you know, when you react to a situation, when you react to something that happens to you, what you should look back instead of just reacting, you know, letting your emotions, you know, get over you, is to check why that reaction, why you reacted the way you did. That can bring out who you really are. You know, why did I make this decision? Why did I take that step? Why did I react that way? You know, and it is important to, you know, self-identity, your true, authentic self. It is important to come to that realization than just react, you know. And so the importance of self discovery is to have a self reflection of who you really are, your true identity. You know, in your reactions, you recognize your strengths, you recognize your weaknesses, and you are able, you know, to make amendments where necessary. adjustment, changes, you know. The Bible talks about the renewal of mind. You know, when you're able to have a renewal, you know, of your mind, of your actions. You know, so self-discovery helps, you know, to do that. And it's just to be self-aware of who you really are. And as I said earlier on, we all possess unique qualities. Now, you need to know what that is so that you can, you know, set goals that resonates with who you really are. So self-discovery is not a destination, it's a journey. It's a journey to keep evolving. It's a journey to keep exploring. It's a journey to keep growing. It's a journey of to keep developing, you know, to keep evolving. And of course, it's also a journey of change.
Wow. Thank you so much, Coach. Now, I think we're getting into the interesting part now. Now, what's the connection? Where do they meet? Leadership and self-discovery. What's the relationship?
Okay, as I said earlier on, leaders must first start with themselves.
Okay.
You know, on that journey of self, you know, discovery. And then what it does is that you're comfortable in your own skin as a leader. You're comfortable in who you have recognized yourself to be as a leader. And then you are able to connect, you are able to be transparent with the people that are around you. You are able to share comfortably your passion, your core values, you know, aspirations, dreams with the people that are around you. Because you are comfortable with yourself. You know who you are. You know that, you know where you want to attain to. And so it's easier because from who you are, the strengths, the weaknesses that you have recognized yourself to have, it's easier to connect, influence, and impact the people that are around you, knowing your own true identity. You know, when you don't know that, there's no clarity. When you don't know that, there's no clarity.
So but it's important to know who you are.
Yes. As leaders, you need to start with yourself. You need to go through that journey of self-reflection, self-awareness of who you are. Then it makes you comfortable to lead others.
Okay, awesome. If you're just joining us this week,
that's where your core values come from.
Wow. This is Leadership Talk with Adigoke, and we're having a session on our podcast. This session is an amazing session. I'm with Coach Olulanke, a GMT coach, a John Maxwell coach, speaker and trainer like myself, and we're looking at leadership and self-discovery. Now, I just wanted to share with our audience, now when it comes to self-discovery, for a leader, how can you really begin to, what are those qualities that, you know, that can really make you stand out, you know, in terms of self-discovery, in terms of what are those strategies that you could use in terms of self-discovery?
In this journey, you have to, in this journey of self-discovery, you see, we need to go through thought-provoking questions, you know, about what motivates you, the driving force, you know. You need to be humble enough to admit your strengths and weaknesses as a leader. We need to get feedbacks, you know. Feedbacks help to know, you know, exactly how people are responding or how they are accepting, you know, who you really are. Good feedback helps to, you know, make adjustments and amendments. And of course, you need to also maybe like study, you know, other leaders and see how they are making a success of, you know, Because you see, who you are as a leader, you know, will always, you know, because you're leading different individuals that have different unique qualities also. So as a leader, you need to also have a reflection, you know, of the people that are around you. You need to always listen with your, not only with your ears, you need to listen with your eye. You need to listen with your heart as leaders. Because, you know, sometimes I say something. Sometimes, you know, when they say words that action are louder than words.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, people say things. You find people, you know, talking about their dreams and aspirations and passions and all that. And you see, you know, with the inner eye, you see something different. So you need, as leaders, you need to listen to, you know, hear stories, you know, and be compassionate, you know. You need to connect and know exactly, you know, where the strengths lie, you know, and be, because you need all those qualities to lead people. So it is important that, you know, leaders not only hear with their ears, but hear with their eyes and their hearts.
Okay, John will tell you that, you know, I mean, the model, everyone communicates, few connect. You know, he talks about you connecting with the hearts of the people before you can see their hand. From a point of empathy, you know. And also, he says everything rises and falls on leadership. I mean, John C. Maxwell now, you know, because we're both from that, a product of John C. Maxwell's leadership, team. Now, I want you to share with us, you know, very briefly, what are the consequences of a leader not being able to apply that self-discovery, you know, ethos, you know, having that, you know, that understanding of self-discovery? A leader shows up but has not really been able to, you know, self-discovery is not embedded in that leader's lifestyle.
You know, when you are not able to self-discover yourself, when you're not aware of who you really are, you know, you are missing out on your true identity. And usually, you know, there's no clarity. You know, there's a tendency that you keep going in circles because you're not exactly, you have not come to the knowledge of who you really are and what your abilities and capabilities are. You know, and where you can put your strength into, you know, to achieve things. Now, what that causes is a waste of time sometimes. What that causes is, you know, loss of identity, and there's no clarity, there's no pinpoint direction. But when you know, you know, then you're sure, it's clear, you know. And what happens is that this, you know, brings feelings of unhappiness, regrets, you know, when you're not where you ought to be, you know, it brings about that unhappiness, that feeling of not satisfied. People see you as succeeding, but you don't feel fulfilled. Exactly. There's something missing. You know, you don't have that clarity. You don't have direction. You don't have... and then people end up with regrets, with frustrations, you know, you know, waste of time because you just keep trying, you know.
Trial and error as a leader.
You know, so these are the things, you know, and then that feeling of unhappiness.
Now, I just want to just
like regretting that, but sometimes it's better late than never.
Okay, I just want to speak to this, you know, because when I look at even, you know, a leadership is about seeing more than your followers and seeing before them, before they see. Because if your followers are always seeing before you see, you know, then that means that you know, there's a question mark on your leadership, you know. Yeah. Obviously, you know, they could also see, but they must not be seen as, you know, as more as you are seen, because you, that self-discovery helps you, you know, it's like a GPS, you know, it helps mm-hmm. you to see clearly and you
able to navigate.
Yeah, to navigate, you know, through the challenges and, you know, the yeah. pitfalls, you know, as you go in your journey. Now, can you share with us, you know, an instance where your ability to self-discover has helped you as a leader?
Okay, so the time I was running the school, for instance, I could, you know, discover a lot of things. I was able to discover, uncover, you know, a lot of things in the children and even the staff, and it helped to navigate, you know, the teaching method, the challenges.
Okay.
For example, we had, I remember our first student was a boy that, you know, some said maybe he had Down syndrome, you know, he just seemed so dumb, you know, and I knew that he wasn't all that.
Yeah.
You know, and we just had to put some systems in place that, you know, got this boy out, and we realized, you know, that he was actually a very active, very brilliant, very intelligent, you know, boy with a lot of gifts for that matter. So we had to put those systems in place to uncover what that boy carried. You know, and it came out to be a very brilliant. We worked with the parents, you know, we had to put some things in place together with the parents. And, you know, I have, you know, some situations like that. So it is important that, you know, even with the staff, you know, you're able to recognize the strength, you know, and the weaknesses, and you're able to, you know, complement, you know, areas of, you know, where... and so a lot of trainings and, you know, so it is important. You can imagine in the case of that child, if we're not able to, you know, look inwards and see that this child carried something, you know, and be able to work on that, he just needed, he had potentials that just needed to be uncovered, you know, and so many people are in that situation, you know. He was a write-off, you know, they called him names and all that and thought that he could not amount to anything, you know, until now the boy is doing extraordinarily well. So that is the danger in not, you know, unlocking potentials at times, you know, and opportunities can be missed, you know, you miss opportunities because you don't know what you carry, you don't know what is in there. That your ability, and so you can miss opportunities and think that I'm not able to do this. I remember the story of Mrs. Ibukwa Woshika, you know, when she was called at First Bank, and she was like, this is not my line, this, I don't know anything about, you know, accounts, this, I mean, business, you know, I don't have experience, I don't, you know, but it took other people to see that she could. You know, and they told us that if you have succeeded in that, then we know that you can come on board and succeed at this.
That's right. But,
you know, so if she didn't recognize that, if it didn't come out, you know, and then she said she went home to her husband, and her husband said, yes, you know, and if she didn't know that about herself, that was an opportunity that she would have missed. And so sometimes it could lead to, you know, missing opportunities. And all that. So we could have missed the opportunity of this brilliant, extraordinary, intelligent boy if we didn't, you know, uncover his potentials.
Awesome. That's awesome. Now, if you just join us, this is Leadership Talk with Adegoke. We've been speaking with Coach Olulanke, a John Maxwell certified coach, speaker, and trainer, and also you know, someone who is so passionate about self-discovery. Her niche area is self-discovery. She's a self-discovery coach. And for those of you that are, you know, looking at life and saying, you know, what really is my purpose? She's also able to help you unlock that potential, you know, to help you become a better person. I remember in my own journey, when I was in the banking industry, I felt that that was really what I was called to do. But after a few years, I began to, you know, feel unfulfilled. And thankfully, you know, decades after, you know, I'm really living my purpose. So it's not just for those who are, you know, unemployed, you know, it could affect, you know, even those who are gainfully employed. You know, you're doing something that you feel that is not, you're not really passionate about. So this lady right here is actually the go-to person to help you unlock your potential. And so, coach,